Hi, and welcome to the Group X-Files. This is the podcast for demystifying the secrets of becoming a successful group exercise instructor. I'm your host, Sarah Keller, and I can't wait to share with you the two decades of experience I have and what that's taught me in terms of leading thriving and full group exercise classes. Welcome to episode one of the Group X-Files. This one will be short and sweet. It is just an introduction to the Group X-Files and to me, Sarah Keller, your host. It will cover what you can expect from the podcast, and it will share a little bit of my journey from novice instructor to group exercise director. All right, so let's get into it. This is my origin story as a group exercise instructor. If you're not here for my origin story and you just want to learn how to be a better instructor, skip on forward to episode two and keep going forward from there. But I think you'll enjoy this story, and it gives you a lot of understanding of you truly can come from the very bottom, from being an absolute novice to excelling at high levels in this field. So we've all had to audition at some point, right? Most clubs want at least some sort of short audition for you before they hire you. Kind of, they don't want to buy the product without seeing the product. We get that. It's part of our job. That's what we do. Back in the day, we're talking back in, say, 2007, Les Mills still required that you be sponsored by a gym before you could take one of their trainings. It didn't mean the gym had to hire you, but you had to be affiliated with them in order to sign up for a training. The gym that I decided to affiliate with required that you audition before you could be affiliated with them and go to the Les Mills training. Well, I decided, after seeing an ad for this gym, that I would be awesome at this. I was going to be a dance fitness instructor. That's what they were looking for. I was going to train in this program named Body Jam. Had I ever gone to a Body Jam class? No, absolutely not. Mistake number one. So I made friends with one of the Body Jam instructors at the gym. She was nice enough to burn a CD of a track of music. She photocopied the notes for that music so that I could get ready for this audition. It was only a few minutes, but if any of you have ever taught Body Jam or any other type of dance program, most dance choreographers just create names for the moves, right? Certainly there are things like a samba, a mambo, a cha-cha-cha, a shuffle, a pas de bourrée, right? There are official dance terms, but a lot of dance, especially in the fitness world, ends up being what the move kind of looks like, what it feels like. And if anyone has done Body Jam or taught Body Jam at some point in their instructor career, you know that Gandalf has some very interesting names for his moves. So I have the music. I have a photocopy of what the choreography notes say to do, but I don't have a video. I don't have a copy of the DVD. I've never done this track live, so I'm just making it up. Whatever it sounds like those words should be is the movement I'm doing. When I show up for this audition, there's all sorts of other instructors there for different types of classes because we, at that point, were doing group auditions. And so if you wanted to teach body pump, you wanted to teach Zumba, you wanted to teach freestyle step aerobics, everyone showed up on the same day. You were the quote-unquote class for the person who was presenting and auditioning. Pam, the lovely lady running it, who is now my second in command and is an awesome teammate, puts a headset on me, and from there, the show just began. It was one of the worst auditions that I think anyone has ever seen. I didn't know what I was doing. I don't think I stayed on the music. I didn't know what to say because I had never taught a class and no one had taught me how to teach a class. That's all I wanted to do was go to training and learn how to become an instructor. Thankfully, my gym, Brick Bodies, best gym in Baltimore, by the way, they have a policy of, we won't tell you no, we'll tell you not right now. So Pam said, you know what, I'm not great at dance. Dance isn't my thing. I'm going to send you off to this other Pam. We had a lot of Pams at the time. Pam was our dance program coordinator at the time. She saw me move. She said, look, you can move just fine. You'll be fine. You just need to learn how to teach. So she sent me off to the audition. All was good. Made it through Body Jam. Then shortly thereafter, trained in body combat. I was a big Les Mills follower for years. I think they do a phenomenal job with their education. Whether you believe in pre-choreographed content or not, they do a phenomenal job at what they do. So I started building myself up as a body jam instructor, as a body combat instructor. I started getting more people following me and coming to my classes. It was great. It was a great confidence build. Then one day, Lynn Brick herself, if you're from kind of the Baltimore fitness scene or even kind of the 90s, 2000s fitness scene, you know Lynn Brick. So Lynn Brick is the owner of our club, our chain of clubs, and she happens to be there and catch the end of my class one day. And she says, you know what? I think you would make a great bar instructor. Now, this was when bar was in its infancy before it took off and was the huge thing that it became. But if Lynn told me that I was going to be a great bar instructor, what was I going to do? I was going to be a bar instructor, of course. And at that time, we required that you either had a personal training certification or a MAP Pilates or a full comprehensive Pilates certification to teach MAP Pilates at our clubs and to teach bar at our club. So I said, all right, I'm going to go do my MAP Pilates certification, which ended up being one of my favorite things ever. So then I got into teaching Pilates. I got into teaching bar. And those were nice because I could kind of create as I wanted. And it wasn't until COVID hit and the shutdowns and everything else that we were so heavily reliant on creating our own content and trying to find royalty-free music so that we could stream some things to our members online that I realized how much freedom there is in creating your own content. And as much as I loved Les Mills and I love their content because I think they really do a fantastic job of finding the right music, finding the right movements, building their combinations, making it so that the user can follow along and get a fantastic workout, but also making it so the instructor can really focus on being a good instructor. But as much as I loved them, I started to fall more in love with teaching freestyle and being able to do what I want and pick the music that I want. Now, granted, some people don't like that, right? It's a lot more time invested to find just the right track, and you might spend an hour looking for that one song and going down so many rabbit holes. I do love the rabbit holes, but we're not going down a rabbit hole here. So we made it through the pandemic and started to regrow our in-club classes. And it's a journey. It always is, right? You have your highs, you have your lows. Some days the classes are full. Other days you're like, what did I do? I don't understand why the people aren't here today. So as your confidence grows, you learn to get over that and just figure, oh, it's the first day of school or it's this or it's that. But it is a challenge. So it's now been almost 20 years that I've been teaching classes and I've been working as our group exercise director for the past 6.5 years at this point. And it's been really great to grow, not just as an instructor, but then get to work with my team and grow them as a team and be able to do some instructor development as part of being with that team. So I have literally gone from the bottom of the barrel and had to learn a lot of tough lessons along the way. So I'm here to help you. I love instructor development. I don't find that there's enough instructor development content out there that's really, truly accessible. So that is my promise to you, is that each episode we will take on a different topic and we'll learn to hone our skills. We'll learn to take advantage of what our superpowers are. We'll learn to amplify things that aren't our superpowers, but figure out how to do them better. And we will become better instructors along the way. We will be well-rounded. We will feel confident in our skills and we will deliver amazing classes every time that we show up to the studio. That is my promise to you. So click that subscribe button. That way you don't miss another episode. You'll get them fresh when they come out about every 2 weeks. And I can't wait to have you along for this journey.